Hello, my name is Ali Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We've noted a few times that not every type of Tumas Meis causes a Nazir to have to restart his Nazirus. Only Tumas that come directly from the dead body force a Tagachas Tumah, and the Korbanos that are associated with that, and the redoing of the Nazirus. Mishnah Beis, in the 7th Perek, lists those tumos. What are these tumos that come from the body of the mace that cause a need to do a tagachas tuma and a restart of the Nazirus? There are, in fact, 11 items listed in this Mishnah. Number one, al hamace, a dead body. Right? It comes into contact with a dead body, so that, of course, makes him tummy mace, and he's going to have to do a tagachas tuma and korbanos and restart. Number two, val kezayis ben hamace. Even if it's not a whole mace, if there is a kezayis, an olive-sized piece of flesh of the dead body, that is also tummy mace and generates a tumas mace that is going to require a tagachas and korbanos tuma. Number three, val kezayis netzel. Netzel is a partially decomposed flesh. And so here, too, we're talking about an olive-sized piece of partially decomposed flesh, kind of like liquefying flesh. And that's number three. Number four, v'almalo tarvad rekev, a ladle full. A tarvad is a ladle. It was a specific size of ladle, obviously. A ladle that is full of rekev. Rekev is fully decomposed flesh. It's basically dust. Dust of decomposed human. And so that's rekev. So a ladle full of rekev also generates this level of tuma and forces a stira, a losing of all days and a restart, and tuma and korbanos, etc. Ala shidra. Number five is a complete spine. Val hagugoles. Number six is a complete skull. Val eiver min ames. Val eiver min achai. Number seven and number eight, Eiver Min HaMeis is a limb taken from a dead body. Eiver Min HaChai is a limb taken from a living body, but it's separated from it. In either case, we're talking about, in Eiver Min HaMeis or Eiver Min HaChai, we are talking about a complete limb, not a piece of a limb, but a complete limb, Sheyesh Olav Basar Karoi, that has a sufficient amount of flesh on it, that if it were still attached to a person, a healthy person who is alive, it would be able to heal. And so if there's enough flesh on the bone, on this limb, that if it were still attached to a living person, it could heal, then that is tumas meis, is going to generate tumas meis that the nazir must cut his hair and do korbanos for. Number nine, V'alchatzi kav atzamos, half a kav of bones. Half a kav is about about a quarter of a gallon. V'alchatzi log dam, and a half a log of blood. Half a log is about 6 fluid ounces. So, for all of these 10 items we've listed until now, the nazir can become tamei and would have to remove his hair and tirin karbonos al maga'an, if he touches them. That's a source of becoming tamei meis. V'al masa'an, if he carries them, if he bears their weight. So then that is also going to generate a tuma that is going to require stira. V'al ahalan, and if he is in an ohel with them. Now, there are actually three different types of tumas ohel, three ways that you could have tumas ohel. If the piece of dead body, lamashal, any of these beings that is in a structure, is in a tent, something with a roof over it, and obviously there are a lot of rules about qualifications and details about what qualifies as an ohel and what doesn't. But if it is under, if the person and this source of tumah are under the same roof, that's one type of ohel. If the person is himself over the piece of dead body or the source of tumah, that is a second type of ohel where he is ma'ahil on the tameh item. And the third version is the inverse, is where the tameh piece of tumah is ma'ahil on him, is over him. So in any of those cases, that's called tumas ohel, and all 10 of these things we mentioned here can make the nazir tameh by touching them, by carrying them, or by being in ohel with them. And number 11 is a little bit different. Val etzem kasaora, a piece of bone the size of a barley grain. So it's fairly small. But that is different than all the other ones that are mentioned because it's only al maga'ova al masa'o, touching it or carrying it, but not in ohel. A piece of bone, the small piece of bone, etzim kasa'ora, is not mitame ba'ohel. So the Mishnah concludes, al elu, for these 11 things that we just mentioned, these 11 sources of tumah, hanazir migaleach. Right, because they involve direct tumah from the body of the nazir, and the nazir must become tahor, right, with sprinkling mechatas, right, umazav ashlishu bashvi, right. He cuts his hair. He gets a sprinkling on day 3 and day 7. Vesosra sakod, he loses all the days that he previously counted. Ve'eno matchil limnos ela ad sheyitar umevias karanosav. He can't start counting again. Because it's to restart. He can't start his restart. He can't go back to day one until after he's completed his Tara process, right? It's sprinkled on the third day, sprinkled on the seventh day, mikvah that night, karbonos in the morning. The eino matchil limnos ela ad sheyitchar umevi karbonos. He cannot start counting again until after he's completed the whole process, including bringing of all of his karbonos.